Now tell me something. Did those women who are those young girls who are complaining that the black men are dating out, are they, what are their attitudes about dating interracially themselves?
Now, I agree with that in your proposal. They do have mixed feelings about it. Some are fine with it, and they're saying that they would be happy to date guys of different races and ethnicities, but they're all, but those guys are also not interested in them, and some of them have the same kinds of comments that you already list in your proposal, that they have a set of similar guys as well that come from their families and their churches.
Mm-hmm. And, but have you seen more of it, or what would, what advice would you give to a girl who, like, okay, take me for example, I went to a predominantly white school, and I was a very serious student, so I wasn't really interested in, dating, and I hadn't really dated interracially, but, you know, when you're in a predominantly white university and you're just trying to find those handfuls of black men that you're all fighting over, what advice would you give them to be proactive instead of just saying, well, they're not interested in us? Well, I mean, there's thousands of people on the campus. Are you saying every single one of them is not interested?
Right. And so I would say that, like a lot of situations where when you see something and it stands out, you assume that it's everybody and that there are no exceptions. So I talk about, in general, how to test your assumptions. That maybe your own assumptions are coloring whether you're smiling, whether you're reaching out, whether you're thinking of yourself as someone that person wants to go out with or not. And then because of what you're projecting, you know, to the world, you may be getting the kind of responses you're expecting.
Ah.
And so it's a vicious cycle for some people. So test your assumptions first, I'll always say. And that if you're really interested in someone, find out firsthand what might be going on. Or in what ways have you been proactive? Are you sitting in your dorm room or in your house waiting for someone to come knock on your door? Or are you actively engaged on stuff with the people that you really are most interested in spending time with? And sometimes, you know, it's kind of like a foreclosure that the women will have given up without even really taking a good look.